It is just an amazing thing when I see little girls looking up to me, and it just, you know, it comes with an obligation. My obligation is I do any and everything that I can to bring girls into motorsports and just sports in general, right? Gotta get out there.
Hi, this is Latasha Causey, the president of Phoenix Raceway, and we're on the road with Dane with WGN.
720 WGN, high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And headed into a weekend with a ton of racing as the IndyCar season is starting in St. Pete. The NHRA kicking off at the Gator Nationals. And for NASCAR fans, all eyes will be on Phoenix Raceway as we head into a full and oftentimes sold-out race weekend. Excited to have on the line the person leading the way there with so much fast and fun for fans is the president of Phoenix Raceway, the one and only Latasha Causey. Welcome to WGN.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm glad to be here with you.
Well, it's great to have you, number one. I got to ask, the first time we spoke was just before you took over this groundbreaking position for NASCAR. Now, since then, so much excitement, incredible racing, 5 sellouts on the Cup side. By all accounts, it looks like it's going great. But for you, like, how's it been? Maybe some ups and downs, but certainly a lot of success.
Yes. Well, you know, it's been phenomenal, to be honest. You know, I didn't know. I wasn't sure. I think when we spoke, I wasn't sure what to expect. I was just really going in and trying to see what was going to happen. But what I will tell you is that it's been a great first year, a little over a year now here in Phoenix. I do say this often, though, is that I do have the best team in Phoenix. And so I feel like I came into a really lucky space where I've learned so much from just my teammates here in Phoenix and at Phoenix Raceway. But then holistically being able to be on the road and get to know and learn NASCAR. It has been so great, the amount of support that I've received from teams, drivers, from, you know, just individuals who just want to make sure that I'm successful and that Phoenix Raceway continues to be successful has been just great. You know, and when you think about, like, the downs, I'm not a big downer type of person. You know, for me, I just feel like with every opportunity, I love to hear from our fan base, right? Like, when they're not happy about something, then I love to hear from them. I love to listen. Doesn't mean I can change everything, but it just means that I need to be aware, right, of things that people are maybe complaining about. But again, I always try to put a positive spin on those types of things and figure out how we move forward and keep them coming back. So honestly, it has been a phenomenal year, and I've learned so much just about NASCAR and the sport in general.
One of the things, as you kind of learned NASCAR, like you said, the sport getting out there, and yeah, you have a great team out there. And I think it is one of the examples that a lot of the other tracks around the country, they visit, not only to see the facility, which is amazing, but also some of the things that you guys are doing. So as you learn NASCAR, one of the things that I think they were excited about having you is to be able to have you help bring the community, because you know the community there. Have you seen that as you've reached out and tried to grow that fan base with new people in the Phoenix area?
Absolutely. You know, I have been just overwhelmed with gratitude of the people who are just honestly more curious, right? Like, they're just NASCAR curious. They want to know, like, hey, what is, you're there, like, what's going on there? Well, I want to know what I'm missing out on. And so it has been just so great for people to show up, coming to events, not asking for free tickets, actually paying their way and coming to the races and then telling me after about the great time that they had. And so not just from a fan perspective, but as well from a business community and other sports teams. Yeah. I mean, we have our first NASCAR night this year at the Diamondback. We just had yesterday, we had about 500 kids here for our first ever STEM day, and the Arizona Cardinals partnered with us in their community arm. And so, you know, it's just been really, really phenomenal what the community has done to embrace not only me, but Phoenix Raceway and our future and what we're looking to do as we continue to be just a pillar within the community. So it has been so great, and I'm looking forward to continuing to bring as many people as I can, because obviously there's a space for everyone.
Yeah, and that STEM situation too, I got to tell you, in Chicago in the last maybe week and a half or so, we've had William Byron out here, Ryan Blaney. That is the first place that they go, is the schools and the kids, and trying to make that connection with all of those, whether it's a future in racing or just those connections on the science side. It's great. So I got to ask this, as you go about the business of leading the way there, and we've talked about it, one of the marquee facilities in motorsports, not sure if it's an everyday thing, but here it is International Women's Day. I'm not sure if you're aware of that. And
yeah,
it may be a time to reflect on the impact you've had, not only on race fans and the experiences, but the next generation of motorsports leaders, women in motorsports, girls looking up to all that's happening. How often do you reflect? I mean, from a media standpoint, it's a pretty consistent storyline. How often do you reflect on it? And maybe more even on a day like today.
Yeah, you know, definitely very aware that it's International Women's Day this morning. One of the first things that we did was we took a group photo, right, a team photo, and I made sure that we had one with just the ladies in the photo as well. I'm sure it'll be posted on social media at some point today. But just because I think it's really important to celebrate us. But, you know, for me personally, you know, sometimes I sit back and I reflect and, you know, I just kind of keep going about my business, right, because it's not why I was hired. I was hired because I've been in business and because of my skill set. But then when I get here, and just even earlier this week, seeing two little girls run up to me to give me a hug and say thank you for having me, it was so cool for them to meet me, but really it was cool for me to meet them. I mean, one of them was in the second grade, and then little Kinsey, she has to be about 4 or 5 years old, she's out here this week, and it is just an amazing thing when I see little girls looking up to me, and it just, you know, it comes with an obligation, and my obligation is to make sure that I pave the way for them and little Kinsey and other little girls to know that they could be in a space that might be male dominated, right? You can be anything and in any space that you want to be. And I hope that me being in this role and people like Julie Giese being in the role, Lori Warren being in the role as well, just being in spaces to where girls know that, hey, you can be one of us or even more. And so I do any and everything that I can to bring girls into motorsports and just sports in general, right? Got to get out there.
Yeah, just like you said, you know, you're going about the everyday business of running a track, but seriously, if you can see it, you can be it. It is powerful. So it's cool to hear those stories. This weekend, though, so much fun for everyone. Races each day. Share some of the things and some of the on-track action coming up.
Yes, absolutely. Well, like you said, we have racing every day. We have ARCA that, you know, starts tonight at 6 p.m. And then we have the Xfinity race tomorrow afternoon. And of course, Cup Sunday. And if people want to come to Cup Sunday, you mentioned sellouts here. And so if they want to come, we're real close to a sellout. So they have to get their tickets now. But outside of racing, we have so many new things going on and so many activities. We wanted to make sure that our fan base had things to do while they were here, maybe when the track isn't hot. And so we partnered this year, have a new zone called Viva La Fiesta. And so Viva La Fiesta is celebrating the Hispanic heritage. And so there will be activations going on the entire weekend in that zone. We have things like Lucha Libre. We have mariachi bands. We have as well a partnership with Sophisticated Few. We have some lowriders out at the raceway as well. So that zone I'm super duper excited about. I mean, those lowriders are amazing. But there's just so many things there. We also have a new partnership this year with Chicken and Pickle. They brought pickleball out here, so what? If you want to play pickleball, you can do that. We bought Gold Bowling back, so I'm happy to partner for the second year with Gold Bowling. And we have the professional PBA out here bowling, and when they are not on the lanes, then the lanes are open to our fan base. And so that's also an activation that is going on here. And of course, you know, we have a ton of Q&As. Danny Suarez is going to come up in the Viva La Fiesta area and do a Q&A session, take some photos with our fan base. And then, you know, of course, our NASCAR zone, our kids zone, and our NASCAR fan experience zone have expanded. New, you know, we got to do something new every year. So each of those spaces are also new and full of exciting things as well. So really, there's a lot going on at Phoenix Raceway this weekend.
Yeah, the Viva La Fiesta. I know we have the El Bandito Yankee Tequila Cantina, but to see an entire themed fan zone is going to be exciting. It keeps people coming back for sure. And the kids zone always got to grow that next generation. And I got to say, bar none, from an actual view, and there's no, in motorsports, there's no substitute for being there, right? The TV people, they all, you know, are good friends. They do a great job, but to be there on site, the sights, the sounds, the smells, right, of racing and that garage experience. Natasha, before we let you go, just talk a little bit about that. You mentioned, you know, it's like being in the locker room.
That's exactly right. I mean, and there's nothing like our infield experience here at Phoenix, which, you know, that when you're here, you're up close and personal with drivers and their teams, right? Not much separates them, but a small fence. But also in that area and in that zone, we make sure that we have things going on. So as you're walking around, there's some things for kids to do in there. But, you know, there's just so much going on within our infield, and it's a special place because, again, it's not like any others here. And, you know, with us renovating back in 2018, it's brand new. It's still brand new in our infield as well. And so we hope that, you know, everyone checks that out as well. Yeah, you know, one other thing that we did as well, you reminded me because you talked about the infield, but we partnered with a local brewer called Huss Brewing. So if people want to taste some local Arizona brews, nice. Definitely doing that as well, both in the Midway and on our concourse level and all over the, you know, we're really, really, really proud to partner with local companies as well.
I love that because, you know, I do a ton with the food over the last 20 years, all over the place, all the Food Network folks, celebrity chefs and all that kind of stuff. And it's one thing, you know, if sporting events have really taken another step on the food side, right? To just elevate that cuisine, yeah. Not just have concession stand foods, you know, to kind of take on the food identity of the area and to bring in those local breweries, I think is so super cool. We'll have links up at WGNradio.com. And last thing, Latasha, for tickets, you know, as they're going fast, where can people go to get more information and get in on all the action?
Yes, they have to get in on all the action. Again, like you said, they are going fast and they must go to phoenixraceway.com in order to get their tickets for the weekend.
Latasha Causey, happy International Women's Day. Thanks so much for everything you're doing today, tomorrow, the future, the sport, all that kind of stuff. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. Have a great day.